Thursday night, or the test Tishrei.
So we say Vida on Yom Kippurim, and certainly part of the tshuva process. The Rambam considers it a mitzvah if neyatzmo. And we spoke out from many Rishonim that there's a particular chiyuv on Yom Kippurim to do tshuva / say vidui. Chazal machayev to say a vidui before Yom Kippur. Most Rishonim hold it's before you eat suda mafsekes. We're afraid, you know, you're eating a big suda and something might occur and it would spoil your chances, your ability to say vidui on Yom Kippurim. So Chazal instituted a vidui to be said before suda mafsekes, which we say by mincha. And that's the long, that's why we daven the long Shemona Esrei with the vidui. The Rambam Shita is that you have to, the takonah is to say vidui after the suda mafsekes, and that's as close to Yom Kippur as possible. And that's why we say Tefillah Zakah. Well, that's why Tefillah Zakah should be said to do the Rambam Shita, to be Yosei that Shita. And the Mishneh Berurah Paskins and others, but the Achronim, the Poskim suggest if you come and you don't have time to say Tefillah Zakah, but you should be Yosei the Shita by Al Kaponim saying a short vidui, you know, on Hashem Chatosi Avisi Pashati. If you're doing it though, you have to stand up. Because, and Tefillah Zakah is usually said sitting down, but the din is really for vidui, you have to stand up. So when you get to a vidui part, really one should stand. That's a din, the whole Yom Kippurim. Vidui needs amida. If you lean too heavily or hard on something that it would be taken away, you would fall. You're not Yotzei. So you have to stand. You're supposed to have your body slightly bent forward during vidui. Most people, I believe, say Yuvaratzon before they say vidui in Shmon Esrei. And therefore, you could and should answer Yeheshmei Rabbah if it's no Geya, or Kedusha, which is sometimes no Geya. So you answer Yeshmei Rabbah and Kedusha, Kadosh and Baruch, that is. Some of you might be aware that we bedavka say 10 times vidui on Yom Kippurim, and that's the Eser Tvilos of the Kohen Gadol, but it's not an absolute chiyuv. It's like, yeah, for women at home, they don't have to say vidui 10 times. So, okay, that's something. And finally, you're supposed to really be mefarat hachet. The alchets are not technically pirut hachet because it's a standard nusach that everyone says, but it's a good pirut in that you can think about things you've done and it probably fits in somewhere. To mamish be mefarat, so there's the different nuschos of the chidah, the chayodom. Now, I think we sent around in English, you know, a laundry list of Averis, and it is, you know, one of the things we say is Bevidui Peh. So that's kind of ironic, because probably while we're saying Bevidui Peh, we're probably violating it. You're supposed to have Charata and Kabbalah. It should, you know, so if you want to be really Yotzei Vidui, either with the list of the Chayodim or the Chidah or whatever, or the Alchet, just themselves, so you have to say it slowly. I mean, you have to at least, you know, you say, how can I do it? How can I have Charata and Kabbalah? It's a good question. I don't know the answer. That's why the Eibishter gave us Elul. You're supposed to be preparing for this day. It's taka hard to walk in and all of a sudden have Charata and Kabbalah. So I don't know if I can help you there. But you do your best. And finally, I think I said finally already. So finally, if you say, either if you're reading from a list or in the Al-Khait, and you feel, I mamish never did this. I mean, so it's vidui peh. Like, I mamish never did this. So first of all, there's two approaches to that. One approach is that, maybe not, but you're saying it b'loshin rabbim, all our tefillos are b'loshin rabbim. So you could be mizvada, like as part of Klal Yisrael. Chatonu you're saying anyway. You're not saying chatosi. That's one approach. Another approach, equally valid, is that if you didn't do the ma'isa, it said, but the shiroshim of the ma'isa, you probably are guilty of. And you have to think of the shorish of what you're saying. And, you know, even if you didn't do the ma'isa, but maybe you looked at things, or you involved yourself in things that are the shoroshim of that chet. So, even if you feel you didn't do that, the words, but you did something. So that's vidui. It's a whole thing, vidui. It's not a simple matter. I think Rabbi Yona wrote a sefer, what's it called? Shari Tshuva, yeah, that's it. He wrote a very long sefer, and it has a lot about vidui in there. And it's hard to start learning about it and thinking about it on Yom Kippur. So remember what I'm saying now for next hour. Okay.